USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hundreds are still under the rubble of a theater that was bombed in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol. That's according to Ukraine's president. He added at least 130 people have been rescued. Many were taking shelter there on Wednesday when the site was bombed. Ukraine's leader noting the rescue mission is ongoing. This as Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner joins Fox News and says that the United States needs to be strong in the face of Russian aggression in Europe.
If we do not show strength, there's no question that Putin is seeing this as something that he would engage in a conflict with the West.
The White House says China must decide which side it's going to stand with. President Biden speaking with China's president on a nearly two-hour call Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
So I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with. Did a really good job and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they would do it for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Many Americans are concerned about gas prices across the country. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says producing oil and gas in the United States is more environmentally friendly than buying it abroad.
If the premise of what they care most about is the environment, they should embrace the American companies. American natural gas is 41% cleaner than Russian natural gas.
On Friday, the national average for gas is $4.27 a gallon, according to AAA, down 6 cents from last week's average. A large amount of medical debt is about to be dropped from consumers' credit reports. Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian announced nearly 70% of medical debt on United States consumers' reports will be removed. It was also announced that medical debt less than $500 will no longer be added to credit reports starting in 2023. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki at a briefing on Friday was asked about Republican attacks on President Biden's Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson, who they say gave a number of child sex offenders jail time that was below the recommended sentencing. She says the claims are false.
What is important here, I think, are the facts. And the facts are that in the vast majority of cases involving child sex crimes broadly, the sentences Judge Jackson imposed were consistent with or above what the government or U.S. probation recommended. And so this attack that we've seen over the last couple of days relies on factual inaccuracies and taking Judge Jackson's record wildly out of context.
The Supreme Court nominee has her first hearings on Monday. Leah Thomas, a biological male swimmer from the University of Pennsylvania, was allowed to participate and finished first at the NCAA Women's Swimming Championship 500-yard freestyle. Emma Wyatt of the University of Virginia was considered second place, but the fastest woman in the race. Texas Republicans slammed Citigroup, calling it a woke company in a pro-life state. The criticism comes after the bank announced a new policy to cover travel costs for employees seeking an abortion. Matt Rinaldi, chairman of the Texas Republican Party, saying the move is not surprising, considering its past adoption of far-left causes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.